Will you open the door? The Time We Have, A Conversation Between Brothers is available now. In this tragic two-player role-playing game, you will take on the role of brothers in the zombie apocalypse and the final days before one of you turns. This card-powered game is played on opposite sides of a closed door as you draw cards, ask questions, slide cards under the door in order to tell the story of your final days together. The Time We Have is written by Elliot Davis, illustrated by Ripley Ash, and features guest writing and art from some of your favorite creators in the TTRPG industry. You can grab the Standard Edition or the Deluxe Edition, which features three exclusive door cards and a beautiful limited edition silver foil box right now at moreblueberries.shop.
A Place as Beautiful as This is a new audio drama side quest from The Heart is a Dungeon. There are no dice in this story, but there are ghosts, love, and an unleashed sincerity daring the stars to watch. Find us. You won't regret it. The way she lived her life left no room for the blade or the charm.
But someone must learn how to love in these spaces,
she sung to herself.
Someone must learn how to love in these spaces.
The Heart is a Dungeon is a TTRPG adventure focused on loss, healing, mourning, and joy. Not all subjects are suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Where, oh where, could the fairies now be? I see that black bird, but I'm still missing three. They broke my poor city. They killed my dear friend. Then they all vanished, leaving us to our end. If only there was someone would hear my sad song. Perhaps a deal or a briar will bring justice to us wronged. We see Overstone, torn apart by civil unrest, magic, La La Lemon, and dreams abandoned for a comfortable life. We see it on fire, armed mobs corner one another and fight in the streets, those with orange armbands against those with green, both targeted by a new strange faction, with black ribbons on their forearms and filled with passion and a desire for the truth. But we do see La La Lemon, flying over their artwork, their horoscope, their conquered city.
I think confused. Yeah, confused. Lala just wanted out of there. I would say it's boredom. It just wasn't his scene. That was not the chaos he wanted. Hit and run. That's what Lala did. He hit and run.
What stands out the easiest to you? Sure, there's people. Sure, there's drama, danger. But little shiny things around the town, on rooftops, maybe in a rain gutter. Here and there, you start catching these little pucks of gold, of gem, the sunlight bouncing off of them quite dramatically at these heights. But you see a good half dozen sparkles from this height through the city.
I go towards the second sparkle I see.
You easily find yourself on top of the little inn and tavern, and on the chimney, just on the edge, what was catching your eye, not much bigger than a kiwi or maybe a baby peach, you see a small gold bird figurine, almost like a crow, but more maybe like a sparrow. Just solid gold shining in the sunlight.
I peck at it.
It doesn't peck back. It almost bounces off the edge of the chimney.
I take it. I grab it. I am going to pocket something. What's that? My new move. When you pocket something, name it and roll. On any hit, you have it, unnoticed.
And for those listening, if you hear any moves that you're like, hey, that's not part of the Witch's Bird playbook, due to the length of this campaign, I'm letting them level up, quote unquote, in a way where they can take moves from other playbooks if it matches their story so far. So you might see a little more of that going forward. Now, back to our story.
Come on, dice. That is a 7. So it's a hit, barely. It's true that you're holding it in your pocket, but it's not true that you have it. And neither it nor anyone else will believe that it belongs to you.
So when you pocket something, Lala Lemon, do you have little pockets in your scarf, or are you eating this?
I'm eating this. I'm devouring it. His little beak becomes unhinged, like a snake's, as he opens wide and swallows this half this gold bird at first, lifts it up, and then opens his gullet as it quickly slides all the way down to him.
And it finds a home in you, though it is not yours. But there's been many things that have found a home in you that were not yours. You still do see that there's a few more of these through the town. It's odd. It wasn't connected or anything. It was just sitting there.
So yeah, so I'm going to roll Sniff the Wind. It's a 5. I definitely miss. Lala cannot figure out and has very quickly stopped caring what's up with these golden birds.
If I trust my nose to lead me to the heart of this, where would it take me? We'll go with that single response. And you do see these little peripheral gold birds, figurines, shapes, but on the major town hall, the big building in the center, that you can now see your companions are walking up to the front door, looking as though they're going to enter into it. That's where the bulk of the gold and the glimmer comes from, is the large chimney to the central hall. If you were to trust your nose to lead you to the heart of this, that would be more of the hall you could see from these heights versus going around town to get small individual sparklies. But it's up to you if you want them. I'm just letting you know they're there.
I want them. They're birds. They vaguely look like me. They're shiny. They don't seem to be serving a purpose.
True.
So I think maybe they should be mine. Lala realizes that non-fae can be dumb. They could be fighting for a while, so might as well go for the side quests first.
As you fly around, you easily can pick these up when you find them. None of them are attached. They seem like a strong wind would have blown them off this chimney by now. Somehow they are all here. You see more groups and mobs kind of forming in different parts of the town. No longer just the orange bandanas and the green, but a strange dark bandana with the shape of a crow on it as they take to the streets yelling out, "No gods, no masters, the crow was right," like flipping over tables. And instantly the anarchists have taken to the also to the fight with you as their namesake.
No, he's just going for the shinies. I think it's true to his character to just go for the shinies.
You watch your companions enter into this building, levels below you as you're flying over. They open the door and all three of them step in. At the same moment, you don't feel the ground shake because you're flying, but you see a massive cloud of dust go up from the underground kingdom, whose entrance you passed on your way here, and a loud horn being blown out from the mountain, an old dwarven deep horn of meaning raining out. All those fighting in the street stop and turn and look and start going into like cries of mourning, as though something horrible has just happened. While you're landing on this chimney, there's gold all over. There's some little ones. There's ones about the size of a kumquat. The biggest would probably be a shy plum. But for the most part, they're all there, about a good dozen or so little trinkets.
Can I use pocket something for all of these trinkets?
Yes. Yes, you can.
That's 10.
Nice.
You have it profoundly, and its erstwhile owner's erstwhile claim to it is already fading from everyone's minds.
You certainly do have these. What we would see from the outside, a giant poof of smoke coming from the mountain to the west. Your friends, now having shut the door behind them, entered into this hall. The crowds go up in calls of, "No! They shut the mountain! No!" Like dwarves suddenly in a panic and like a heart-wrenching emotion coming from the town, while there's also still blood being shed. And we see a large stuffed corvid start to teeter a little on the chimney, eyes fluttering just a bit before you begin to tumble, head first falling into the chimney. Purple Pippa, good morning. What a beautiful day in the wagon. The birds are singing, the sun's coming in, all the gooseberries are geesing. It is wonderful. You're filling your kettle, there's the bits of breakfast are out and about. No one else is up yet. You love this time of day.
I do love morning. I'm a morning person. I'm a bird. I mean, early bird gets the worm. Turn up my kettle, and we're making buttermilk biscuits, and maybe some pancakes, and, you know, people not too fond of eggs, but I'm still gonna make them so there's options.
If Purple Pippa could snap their feathers and change the outside shape of this wagon to resemble anything they'd want, like a nest in a tree, a giant acorn, something cute, what would that be?
Oh, of course it's gonna look like the purple pansy. I mean, it's got my signature awning out front, it's got the floor-to-ceiling windows, it's just perfect.
From the outside, we see a little purple pansy on wheels, beautiful to cam the shroud up front, ribbons in his mane slash hair, I don't know what goats call it, pulling them down the road. Oh, there's probably going to be so many people for tea today. Just stopping by, friends and guests, we'll probably have to make a lot.
I'm used to making a lot of food, and you know, it comes with owning a pop-up shop.
And you go about preparing all of that. Gemma, you find yourself in a strange cave. Moist, which is nice. It's smooth, cool to the touch, dark, but somehow you see just enough to make out walls, curved slightly, about 100 feet in every direction. You're about thigh high in water. It's not overly cold or warm, more almost a room temperature. Above you is just dark. You can maybe see some changes in the shape of the ceiling, but it's out of sight.
Is my coat with me?
Can't find it. You might have dropped it. There's a little bit of water on the bottom of this whole space. Maybe it's in there.
Well, that's stressful. Is it salt water or not salt water?
It's not salt water.
Suspicious. I'm just gonna start violently splashing through the water, trying to feel around for my coat or anything else.
Your hands are webbed. Egan. As you wake, you smell wood. Gorgeous, dried, prepared wood with a bit of tinder and paper placed perfectly in the center. It's wonderful. Your stomach does not growl, but your glow certainly does. Almost a similar cave situation as Gemma. Maybe more man-made, the wall seems straighter, a little darker, there's some iron around, but it's grimy, it's a little dirty and massive. But there's this perfect little bundle of sticks in the middle of this space.
As one who occasionally identifies as a predator himself, this seems odd. Tempting, but odd. It smells delicious.
Maybe it could fill you. If you want.
I could. I'm rarely ever full, though.
Egan, how much would it take to fill you?
That's a tough question to answer. I'm always at least a little bit hungry. He leans in, picks up a piece tentatively, looks around. Nothing?
Nothing. Just where your fingers touch it. Cedar? Maybe 5-6 years?
Oh, a lovely vintage. Yes. Wow. Seasoned? Ah. He inhales it, and by inhales it, it just erupts in... The cave is far brighter now.
The camera just shows Egan's eyes and the orange flame. As we go back out to Pippa, who has just lit the stove underneath the tea kettle. It's a wonderful morning in the kitchen. What type of berries do you want from the vine today?
Oh, I want blackberries today.
Let's see how many you get.
Yay!
8 grips? That's a lot of blackberries.
Huzzah!
What type of teas do you think you're making today?
Oh, I'm feeling just a standard black tea. Nothing fancy, but a classic.
Gemma, it smells like black tea as the water you're in begins to warm.
It's weird. I'd like to lay on my back and float if I can. maybe like splash a little bit. I kind of want to taste, like, am I swimming in tea?
There is the smell of tea.
But like the water doesn't taste like tea.
Not yet. And as you lay there looking up, maybe your eyes adjust slightly, you see a few hollow spots in the ceiling, like certain shapes, little openings, but you can't see into them. It's too far away. It's just like this beautiful underground pool. Where do your thoughts go as you lay there floating on your back, here in this peaceful place, your hands webbed, your coat missing?
The fact that my coat is missing fills me with a very existential dread. I can't help but kind of like the water, though. I've never been away from the water for this long. Well, not in a really long time, anyway. I've been really trying hard not to think about it, but floating here in this weird panic with nowhere to put it, I'm just gonna sit, float here and cry.
And you cry. Living as long as you, one would shed innocent love from time to time, becoming who you are. And not all of it was innocent on their or your end. And in places like this, where it is sky but no stars, and the water is warm enough but not salty, your thoughts can't help but drift to those other in-betweens, where you floated suspended, not at home in one world or another. But it appears the water's getting a little warmer.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys.
Kamari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty. You see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowmen?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl in a special Gertrude world. Happy birthday, happy birthday. I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's Snake Eyes minus two. That's a zero.
Snake Eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck!
Egan, the lights filling this space. Your sigh as that strength has returned to you. You know this wood. You see this tree, distant hilltop, planted a generation ago. A boy dropped a seed out of a pocket. The rain, the wind, that one summer where lightning hit it and it recovered. You know this piece of wood because you are burning it.
It's never enough.
It's never enough.
Never. I burn more. I feed the fire.
Pippa, you smell. It's almost done. A slight bubble, but it's not enough. You need it to be the perfect temperature. It smells a little salty.
New recipe.
Oh, so much tea to make today. Your beloved gnome friends, that one kid that keeps building towers out of cucumbers, and of course, the wonderful circus. Everyone will be in one space under one roof. Exactly what the purple pansy's all about.
Of course.
Gemma, it's getting warm in here. The constant sweat down your face as you are so damn moist, Gemma. Your hair seems to be getting thinner.
My hair is getting thinner.
All of you starts feeling a little thinner. It's so hot in here, Gemma.
Probably going to die here.
You're probably going to die here. Who do you think of?
Who do I think of?
Here for your death.
I know I broke the rules. I know. Like the little winter whispers start bubbling out around me while I'm panicking a little. I'm gonna see if I can find an edge, a land shore of any kind.
You make your way to one side or another, this round kind of space, and as you touch the walls, they burn your hands. You pull them back quick, like a slight singe from a heat passing through. And we go to Egan, who is just basking in the joy of this consumption. There's not a lot left. There's a little, but you're running low, Egan. You've almost eaten all of it.
I'm always good at finding more, so I will finish my meal and then find a way out. How did I even get here? Weird. How did I get here?
Where were you before? Were you in a tower? No, that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. Don't bring me back there.
Who would want to go back there?
No one, not certainly not me! Ha! Who am I talking to? Is it myself?
Are you myself?
Oh, now you're being cheeky.
Where should we go, Egan?
Oh, you.
Hi.
Hi.
You hear the flutter of footsteps as something skirts away. Gemma, you hold up your hands. They're just starting to pour down your own body. They're becoming thinner as though you were made of ice that is melting.
Maybe it's the smell of the tea, but I think my last thought is replaying that moment of dumping out the tea in front of my mouth. Maybe some kind of cosmic punishment. And then just scream at the top of my lungs, and can I roll for Howl the Wind? Well, I did get a 10. So what I would have liked to do in screaming, the chill is terrible, and they have to seek respite from it. Panic, scream, bring the cold.
Wonderful. Pippa, the kettle's whistling.
Oh.
It's a little shrill today, but it appears your tea's ready.
Something's wrong with this kettle. I'll have to fix it later.
Sorry to interrupt, but before you move on, would Egan be within hearing distance of any of this? I know we were in a weird altar space.
I'd say he could hear the whistle of the kettle.
Well, because of our binding, if Egan could hear me, they wouldn't hear the howling wind. They would hear my real voice. So they would just hear singing.
Egan's sudden head tilt, looking upward at this dark steel box type of space he's in, while we see Purple Pippa pouring tea into a little cup and drinking it. And our view would change. Endless, rounded and smooth like a pearl or a brain. Nothing, no ripples, no friction. You could slide forever in here. You all see each other, but you don't look like yourselves. You know you're yourselves, but you don't look like one another. You look like small, golden, crows. Gold as in metal. You can move, you can flex and bend, but if you hit the ground, you hear the ting 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 of stone on stone.
I don't think I like this.
Gah.
Ah, indeed.
Do I know that they're them, or do I just know that I'm me?
Yes.
Cool.
No, you, yeah, you were.
Hi, what the fuck are we doing being little gold birds?
This is the first. That's a great question.
I mean, I'm frequently a bird, but not made of gold.
It suits you, though. You look lovely.
Thank you.
We take drugs.
I did not take any drugs, I don't think.
I consumed any drugs.
I didn't even drink. I never got to the tavern.
No, you didn't.
What were we doing? Oh.
I don't like that.
I told you guys we shouldn't go.
You hear loud steps, stomps, movements. But you can't see this. Whatever space, planet, room, floor you're on, it curves not too far away. Like in The Little Prince, the small little worlds. Something is stomping at you from not far away, but it's still over the bend of this area.
New plan, we listen to Gemma, because Gemma was right. We should not have gone into the house.
Well, now, hold on. Maybe our new gold bird lives will be very nice and fulfilling, and then... That's a very nice giant coming to take care of us for the rest of our lives. Maybe.
This is because I broke the rules.
What?
In the distance you see... What are those? A couple more little golden birds. They look just like you all. There's a group of maybe five of them, 100, 200 yards away on this smooth, smooth hill. And you see a massive black corvid with a little green scarf walk up to them and just eat them each in one bite. And then look to see all of you.
Oh good, Lala's here to save us.
Yes, save us. Save us.
Lala Lemon, your eyes open. This space is different. Endless. Goes on forever. You can see the curve of whatever the surface is, the sky, ground, no trees, no rocks, just nothing but void, bright. The dark of your feather stands out very clearly from a distance here, being the only thing that's not heartbreakingly pale. You're not quite sure where you are, but you're very full of gold and things.
Delicious.
No one's fighting around you, because there's no one there.
Oh, truly delicious. Lala's going to shed his feathers. Space. When facing the unknown, perhaps in this moment it is better to be not a tiny bird. Oh god. So that's a natural 3 plus a 2, so that's a 5. That is not it. That does not do it for me. His French cigarette has transformed into a large stogie. And he has a third eye that has now very lazily opened up on his forehead.
We see this strange and new Lala hybrid of sorts. The ground feels extremely solid. Like if you tap on it, it's not hollow. There's no give to it. Almost like a seamless tile type of texture that just goes everywhere. If you imagine the Little Prince book, whatever planet or realm this is, it doesn't look very large because you can see the curvature of the ground in every direction. In the far distance, you see some speck on the ground, but still no sky, nothing like that.
Little Crow Lala waddles along, like every 21 feet, they stop, take out their cigar, blow out a puff of smoke. Yes, I see. He does not see. And places it back in his beak and waddles along.
After a not too long period of time, a distant speck has been brought to you by your footsteps, and once again, you see a small golden bird. This one looks a little more like a chicken, but still in the same model form. It is gold. It is solid. Like, if you drop it, it won't break. Nothing happened. But it has a little bit of a flick to its wings, and its feet kick just a little bit. The face is completely emotionless, not shifting whatsoever.
Ball stops. Takes out the cigar with one claw, and then coughs up one of the birds that he had eaten up, one of the golden birds, to see if it starts doing the same.
Do you want to give me a weather the storm roll, Lala?
Eat.
We will go with I can endure the pain in the way where this doesn't harm you. You can't stop with one. Another little golden, another little trinket, like a pearl bracelet, pops out of your mouth. In this space, you start yakking up treasure you don't even recognize, like hordes and hordes of treasure, as a little pile starts to grow underneath you, and any little figurine or coin pop out little feet and start like running in every direction away from you.
No, you're mine. Stop it. Stop it.
They're rolling, they're flipping, some of them are doing cartwheels to get away. You see one golden horse is being rid on by like three other figurines made out of diamond just to escape you faster.
Stop. I'm gonna pick a random treasure and just fly after it. Try and do one general roll for this. And the goal was to reveal what I'd like them to do, which was to come back to me.
Amazing. As Lala attempts to just call his pieces back home, you see a few have stopped. Like, there's a sad bauble, there's a sentimental bracelet that stop in their tracks and kind of turn and do ups at you, like they'll just let you eat them once again. But some of the juiciest treasures are definitely middle fingering you in the air as they scamper. You see a good crop of about half have all started going in one direction. Like, that's the way they are all running versus just beelining out from you.
Then I'm gonna give the upsies to the most loyal treasure. Bend and devour them.
And they are yours.
I'm going to sniff the wind. What's here that I haven't seen yet? I just rolled a 6 to try and figure out what the fuck is going on. So, it's not working. Lala is so confused and flustered right now in this darkness. Thinking originally, hey, this will be a fun little break, whatever, I'll just waddle around. Instead, coming upon a little golden chicken, trying to see if one of its little golden relatives would react to it, and instead just losing it all. This is why Lala doesn't gamble and just steals.
With your miss, I'm going to apply the whose territory is this, who's doing, in an extent of that. You notice three baubles that look like, you know, they're the rabble-rousers. They're organizing the other baubles. They're definitely a little bigger than the others, a little shinier, and they seem to be communicating, like pointing in your direction and running the other way.
I'm going to pursue. Lala is going to stand his ground, stick his feet into... How is the ground? Is it dirt?
Yeah, it's almost like a tile without any seams. Like, it's almost like a big stone type of ball.
Bala tries digging his claws in. Literally. Also metaphorically doing so. Straightens up his feathers and saying, "You will come back to me. How far are you prepared to go to avoid your home, my belly? That size someone up. Natural 12. I think filled with rage that has replaced the treasure in his belly, Lala, growing larger, extends his wings. There's a mighty flap. As quick as the wind, he plucks up all of these treasures, tossing them into one large pile, and he's got the majority of them. He swoops ahead like a bird of prey. Bird of prey he is. Unhinges his jaw and swoops in and swallows everything again in one go.
And you do it without any issue. That last moment before you lock all of that in, you hear what almost sounds like a familiar voice be like, "Lala, is that a new shirt?" As they go down your throat and you are full again, your eyes, they half close again. You wobble, you look around this pale expanse. Not another speck of treasure is visible. You got it all, and it all goes black. You wake up mid-flight above the normal world, and you feel so full as three fairies, three friends, three companions are returning to their original size in your guts and are about to have to make their way out of your mouth.
Hi, I'm Feral Moonbeam. You can find me on Blue Sky and the Heart is a Dungeon podcast, and sometimes I draw things.
Hello, I'm Kelly, also known as the Kellhop on most places in the internet. I play games in places, and I hope you come watch them.
Hi, I'm Mika, and I do things. I'm a Brazilian-American content creator and AP performer, best known for creating Role D5, R-O-L-E-D5. We are a Twitch channel that specializes in playing indie TTRPGs. You can mostly find me there, or you can check out my link tree, which is Mika McIntosh, M-I-K-A-M-C-I-N-T-O-S-H. That's Linktree/Mika McIntosh. Mika like the singer, McIntosh like the computer, minus the A. Kisses.
Hi, I'm Zoe. I am a voice actor, and you can find me at Zoteo Potato on Twitter or on my website, zoedlee.card.co.
Hey, I'm Rara. I show up in a lot of games, and I run this podcast. You can find me most places under some sort of Rara. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for joining our circuit.